Good morning. Thank you for the invitation to come and to preach this morning, although I'm not sure as the chair of churches together when I said and who'd like to preach, and there was lots of silence whether I got much choice. The great debate we had is, how long do you preach for at a United service? Neil said that HCC are used to an hour, and that when we visit a church, we embrace their culture. Well, the chicken in our oven will be burnt if I preach for an hour, so don't worry. But one of the longest services I ever went to was in Papua New Guinea. And if we just go to the next slide, it was 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, the United Church in Papua New Guinea were celebrating 40 years of union. 40 years of uniting as a church. And the service lasted for 4.5 hours. You'll be glad to know, well, I'm going home for my chicken. So I won't be here that long this morning. This is a picture taken from where I was seated of them exchanging symbols. Symbols of the London Missionary Society and the Methodist Church, and of them exchanging with one another, again, the symbols they'd exchanged at the union of their churches, reminding them of their heritage, but of their mission together. And the two older chaps who are exchanging in the picture then pass those symbols on to the younger ministers on the left of the picture. Unity, union, important to them in their mission. This week, the president-designate of the Methodist Church, the Reverend Michaela Youngson, is again in Papua New Guinea as they celebrate another 10 years on from that celebration. They now celebrate 50 years on of a united church. I know for that church and that country how important it is that they share their story with other parts of the world. Not because they want to say what they're doing, but because they believe unity is important for mission. Because they want their unity in their country to inspire us in the mission we do here in Britain. When we gather for the week of prayer for Christian unity here in Hexham, it's very easy for us to think this is about us. This is about unity here in Hexham. And of course it is. But we mustn't forget that God's church is bigger than Hexham. God's church is a family that stretches way beyond the bounds of what we know and stretches throughout the world. Papua New Guinea, Australia, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, India, Germany. Wherever we go, God's people are. God's people sharing the love of Jesus that we seek to share here in Hexham. And each year, somebody somewhere, because I don't know who, invites one of those groups of Christians to give us a theme for the week of prayer for Christian unity. And this year, that theme comes from the Church of the Caribbean, a church made up of 1.4 million Christians, a church that believes strongly that it was involved, that God is at the heart of its country. Can I just say to the people at the back, I've realised that I've completely not put in my notes where the slides come, which I normally do. And because I normally have a picture of them here at the front when I preach at Trinity. So I've just realised I've completely failed you by saying, you'll work out where the slides come and haven't got a clue what the slides are coming up. So you're just going to have to work with me on this. So I think that's the slide I want next. Yes, we're going to work in partnership here. God is going to be with us. See, the folk at Trinity are used to be having them at the front. that's the slide I wanted. The Church in the Caribbean, made up of 1.4 million. And they've given us this theme for this week of prayer for Christian unity. The theme that all may be free. One of the strong themes of the church in the Caribbean is the belief that God was at the heart of the freedom from slavery. that God was so much at the heart of that transformation within their country, a transformation which continues today. They believe that God is involved in freedom from slavery for individuals, for churches, for communities, and for nations. And they say to us these words in the material that they've sent out for today. If we are not free, there cannot be justice. If we are not free, there cannot be justice. And if there isn't justice, our mission as God's people is impeded. Their words, not mine. If we are not free, there cannot be justice. If there isn't justice, our mission as God's people is impeded. And they offered us a number of passages of scripture which we could choose for this morning. And I chose that passage from Romans chapter 8, one of their passages that they asked us to reflect on. And I want us to think about that invitation to be free. What does it mean to be free as God's people? And I want to ask us these three questions. Are we free ourselves, individually, as followers of Jesus? Or maybe you're here this morning and you've never been to church before. What does it mean for you to be free? What does Jesus bring to you this morning? Are we free with one another as people from different churches and different traditions? And are we inviting others to be free with us? Are we inviting others to come and discover that love of Jesus, which helps them to be free as well? So are we free ourselves? I think that's the last slide for a while. Are we free ourselves? Romans chapter 8 is headed Life Through the Spirit. And in the opening verses of Romans chapter 8, which we didn't hear, Paul reminds the church in Rome and reminds us that those who follow Jesus have no condemnation. That when we follow Jesus Christ, we are set free from the ways of the law. We are set free from the ways of sin and death. That we are set free from the ways of the flesh. He talks in verse 7 of those ways of the flesh that are not freeing, hostility, ways that don't submit to the way of God. And he contrasts that with the way of God. The way that Paul writes so often is to say, this is not the way of God and this is the way of God. He talks about hostility being the way of the flesh, but the way of God being the way of life and peace. In verse 11, Paul tells us that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the Spirit that now lives in us if we follow Jesus. And my goodness, if that Spirit can raise Jesus Christ from the dead on that first Easter Sunday, if he can raise Jesus from the dead, then surely it can bring us alive, can it not? Are you awake? Good. I'm just checking you haven't already gone to sleep if you're only used to a 5-minute sermon. See, I'm watching those I know from different churches. If you start eating, then I know you're ready for your chicken. If God can raise Jesus from the dead, then he can bring us alive. Those verses that Matthew read for us tell us that we have an obligation as God's people, not to those ways of the flesh, to hostility, but to the ways of the Spirit. And that when we live by the Spirit, we are children of God, set free from fear to cry, Abba, Father, to cry out to God and to live for God, to live in the way of God, to be heirs and co-heirs with Christ. And when I think of that invitation from the Church of the Caribbean to live for mission, to not be impeded in our mission, but to live for mission, we're living as followers of God, if we're co-heirs with God, if we're living in the power of the Spirit, then that equips us more than ever to be missional people. Paul says we have an obligation to live in the power of the Spirit to do God's mission. That's what's possible when we choose to follow Jesus. That's what's possible, Paul tells us, when we choose to give our lives to Jesus. Somehow, something in us, or at least in me, has to choose again the ways of the Spirit. There are times when I want to go back to the ways of the flesh. There are times when I get tempted away from God's way, when I want to be in control. And that invitation from the Church of the Caribbean to ask ourselves the question, are we free? Leaves me with that question. Yes, I read Paul's words. I see that it says to me, live in the way of the Spirit. But am I? Am I completely living in the way of the Spirit? Or is there something in me which stops me from being free, that in turn impedes the justice of the world and the mission of the church? But we have an obligation to live by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Have we remembered that obligation as we gather as God's church this morning? Are we free ourselves? Are we free with one another? I've often observed that in Hexham, when churches sprung up, well, they didn't go very far from each other, did they? It's really nice for this building, I'm sure, to have a Methodist preacher back in the pulpit this morning. Separated by a hotel, the Primitives and the Wesleyans didn't manage to fall out very much in Hexham, did they? All joking aside, are we free with each other as churches here in Hexham? Are we unified as Christians working together for God here in Hexham? Jesus prays in the gospel that his church may be one. And this morning we gather as one. Most weeks we gather in those different places across our town to worship. And some of you are probably sat here thinking, I'm really glad I can go back somewhere else next week. The joy of God's church is the diversity and the richness. And I rejoice in being a minister in a town where we have that diversity in our unity. And I do believe we are unified as a church here in Hexham. But are we free with each other? Or do we secretly think, well, we've been here the longest, so we're the best? Or we've got the nice new building with a painted ceiling. Oh, we've got the newest way of doing things. Or the youngest priest, I noticed he's crept in the back up there. I suddenly feel old, but we're not, Father Chris and I, that's old. Or is our theology more sound? Are we free with one another? St. Paul tells us in verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Now, before some of my far too more learned colleagues than me tell us I've done some really bad exegesis there, let's not take that verse too far out of context. But should we worry about the things that separate us? Should we hold them against each other? I don't think we should worry, but we must be careful we don't hold them against each other. But we should also celebrate that one day when Christ returns, we will be one church where we will truly worship in harmony with one another. But what do we do with those things that do separate us, that do divide us today? That's about our attitude. We need to make sure it doesn't impede our mission together. We must make sure that those things that do keep us separate and not things that divide us, that they're things that make sure we are unified in our diversity. And there is so much to celebrate here in Hexham. I've never worked in a town where ecumenical relationships are so strong, where the church leaders work together so well, where we have something so fantastic as Hexham Holiday Club, where we look forward to a mission working together in September when the Northern Bishops come to the Newcastle Diocese, and we look forward to welcome them here in Hexham. I do believe that as churches in Hexham, we can answer the question, are we free with each other? With a resounding yes. And I hope you can join with me in that, and that can be a real celebration for us today. Are we free with ourselves? Are we free with each other? And are we inviting others to be free? In verses 22 to 25 of Romans 8, Paul talks about the world. He gives us a picture of what the world is like. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. He goes on to say, but we ourselves, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. I love that idea of the first fruits, that when we come to know God, we haven't worked it all out. We haven't yet understood all of God, but we do know some of the freedom that God offers, but that we have to keep discovering it for ourselves. But Paul tells us that not everyone yet knows God. He says in verse 24, for in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Hope comes in Jesus, brothers and sisters. In Jesus, in his death and his resurrection, we are set free to live by the Spirit, to live, to love God, to wait patiently for the coming of God's kingdom, when we will fully understand all of that hope of God. The church in the Caribbean wants to encourage us in our mission, wants us to be free in ourselves and free with each other. Why? So our mission isn't impeded, so that we can be free to invite others to know Jesus. Are we inviting others to be free? Are we sharing God's love with other people? Do we regularly invite others to come to worship with us? Do we share our faith with other people? Do we tell them about the freedom we find in Jesus Christ? Because a church that isn't telling people about Jesus, a church that isn't inviting people to be free, isn't, my friends, a church that is free. If we are so caught up in ourselves that we are not inviting others to know Jesus, to share in God's amazing life-giving love, to live life in the Spirit, then I do not believe we ourselves are doing what Paul tells us and living in the Spirit. When I read the scriptures this week, I misread them. And I wish I hadn't misread them. Because when I first read the verse, but hope that is seen is no hope, I read it with a not in there. And I read it, but hope that is not seen is no hope at all. And then I read it again and I realized I'd invented the word not. And it's really bad to put words into the Bible because you do get thrown out for that. But I sort of wish I had read it like that, because hope that is not seen is no hope, is it? If people do not see the hope we have, then they don't know of the hope of God. Earlier this year, the Churches Together Committee did something really exciting. Trust me, we do occasionally do exciting things. And we did this. We adopted a new mission statement. The new mission statement of Churches Together in Hexham is working together to make Jesus known in the Hexham area and beyond. And if we've done one thing in my time as chair of Churches Together, and if you'd really like a really exciting opportunity to serve God, I'm really looking forward to passing the baton on to a really exciting person in October. This is the task of the chair of Churches Together. It's to help us together to work so that Jesus is known in Hexham and beyond. And I'm so excited that we've placed mission at the heart of what Churches Together is all about. That inspiration from the churches of the Caribbean is to place mission at our heart. Because a church that is free is a church that lives by the Spirit and a church that tells others about Jesus Christ. So this morning, I leave you with the questions. Are we free ourselves? Are we free with one another? Are we inviting others to be free? Paul says to us in verse 12, we have an obligation to live by the Spirit, To be completely free, we need to be completely living by the Spirit, to be children of God. And however long we've been Christians, it's a journey we have to keep being shaped and renewed by God on, recognizing there are times when we need to be set free again, that there are things that stop us from being free. But Jesus says these words, "Come to me, all who are weary. Come to me, all who are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." Paul reminds us that it is in the hope of Jesus that we are all saved, that we are all set free. So as we gather as God's people in Hexham this morning, God says to each and every one of you here, "I have set you free. But if you will let me, I can set you free again. I can set you free completely, so that you can live in the power of the Spirit, so that you can be united as my people in Hexham, so that you can invite others to follow me." In Jesus, we can all be free. That's what the power of the cross and the empty tomb offers us. That's the promise that unites Christians throughout the world. That is the good news of Jesus. So as the band come to play this morning, I invite you to reflect on those questions. Are you free? Are you completely free? And as the band play, there are a number of opportunities to respond. If you've never responded to God's love and you'd like to ask somebody, well, what is it to follow Jesus? Then Neil and I will be down here at the front and we would love to pray with you and help you to understand what it is to be free in Jesus. Please come and speak with Neil and I. If there's something on your heart this morning that's holding you back from being free in your relationship with God, there are people here at HCC that would love to pray with you and to help God to set you free completely to live for him. Maybe the idea of knowing other Christians is a bit of a mystery to you, and you're sat next to someone and you're thinking, I wonder who they are. As the band play, why not turn to them? Why not talk with them? They don't mind that here at HCC. You might not want to do it when you go back somewhere else next week. Well, you can if you come to Trinity. That's okay. I'll give you. We don't mind. Talk with them. Pray with them. Be free with one another as Christian brothers and sisters. And if you've come in and you've sat with your friends, but they're sat a bit further away, it's okay to get up and walk round. And what about those who we'd love to come to know Jesus as God's people here in Hexham? Who got a luggage tag as they came in? Maybe there's somebody you'd love to come to know Jesus in your street. Somebody you work with. We'd love you to write their name on a luggage tag. Just their first name. And then we invite you to either come and put it down here on the stage, or if you're upstairs along the front of the balcony maybe, or somewhere that doesn't mean trampling over lots of people. And then as you leave this morning, we just invite you to pick up another luggage tag as a way that we can pray for those people that we'd like to be free in Jesus. Let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you that you want us all to be free. We thank you that you offer us in Paul an instruction to live by the Spirit. So come, Holy Spirit, this morning and fill us with your love. And Lord, prompt us to respond. If there's somebody here this morning or more than one people who need to give their life to you, then let them do that. If there are people where there are things that are holding them back from following you completely, Lord, help them to be free. If there are people who want to get to know other Christians in this town, encourage them to pray and share together. And Lord, prompt us all to write names on these tags so that we can pray for more people to come and know your love in this place. Amen.
Thank you, dear.